Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Oh, we have a fun show for you today. It was so fun, and we're so excited that Scott forgot his headphones and ran out here like Dana usually does. With that old look on your face. He's running out of here.
So, here's what we have going on today. And this show is being put together like it is every day, minute by minute.
Loosely.
On the fly.
Yes.
Loosely put together. I like that, Dana.
Yes. So we have our good friend Max Cooper, who is on The Voice. And he was on last evening. And we'll get into what happened last night in just a moment. And then Max is going to perform for us.
Nice.
The song Cooler Than Me. Which I've always said, to repeat myself 1,000 times, if you're going to do a cover, do it better or do it different. And I would argue that young Max, who is in studio with us, and he'll join us after 2:15, mm-hmm. not only did it different, but he did it better. And I loved his rendition on The Voice of Cooler Than Me.
Yeah.
And so he's going to perform that after 2:30. I can't wait.
I cannot wait.
I'm so excited.
Talk about it. Yep.
Why so what else you got?
What else do you have?
why are you running
a short show? All right. Good night,
she literally just opens her eyes and looks at me. I'm like.
913-586-7798.
No, I mean, you know, we and had some news today.
There's a lot of news today.
I knew it.
Is
knew
that
it.
Why you picked the song Cooler Than Me?
No, Dana, it's not.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's not the news I was thinking of.
Oh, wow.
I was going to say rest in peace to our former vice president.
I was going to talk about Dick Cheney.
I feel like that is definitely.
Dick Cheney later. He lived a long, long, long life.
Only 70.
He was 84.
I'm not going to start the show and talk about somebody dying. We don't do that on this program.
You want to talk about you beating me in the pitch?
No.
Wound.
That's exactly what you want to talk about.
Okay, well, since you brought it up.
Let's pour some salt in there, Dana.
Since you brought it up.
Well, Scott, you do remember that when I wasn't even nominated, she said, if it makes you feel any better, I don't even know the other two nominees. And I said, that doesn't, no, actually.
I know.
It makes it worse.
Look, congratulations to all of KMBZ, because it did bring home the best local radio station award.
Yep.
And then I'm still in bed today, just scrolling on Facebook, living my little happy life, listening to my birds.
And just lounging just like a queen.
Lounging around, and Scott sent a lovely text.
You are insufferable.
And CC'd our boss, I'm about to say something nice, that we happened to win the first and second place awards for best radio personality. You know these contests don't matter. They really don't.
Apparently they do to you.
You're not going to get, you know, $1 million and many awards, which is not why we do this show anyway. But it is always nice to be mentioned. Brian Busby took home the award for best meteorologist, who's part of this show.
He'll join us at 3:15.
KMBZ took the whole enchilada for radio station.
Yeah, we did.
You know, it's just nice. And if you guys voted, we didn't campaign for this.
Nope.
I didn't put it on social.
I didn't either.
You know, you see a lot of people actively throwing this stuff out, and that's
Michael
fine.
Mackey.
Because it doesn't, you know, I've always said this, it doesn't matter. It's nice to win. You don't want to lose, but it also, in the scheme of things, you know, no one's going to say, well, we really wanted to let Scott and Dana go, but remember that time they won that award?
Dana, those billboards you put up at 119th and I-35.
Right.
You know.
Well, congratulations, Dana.
Thank you.
You did say in the newsroom that you were humbled, and I believed you the first four times. After that, it didn't really feel humble to me, you know?
I would just like to say to all of the little people.
Oh, my gosh.
Scott.
Oh, my God.
What do you want to say? Thank you for being my step stool?
Totally joking, and you know it. I didn't even know the awards were coming out.
I didn't either.
I literally didn't even know.
I woke up this morning, and Cassie Duncan, who used to work down the hall at The Rock, is now she's now a comedian, and she won for Best Local Comedian.
Oh, phenomenal. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Good.
So I'm laying in bed. It's like, you know, 6:30 in the morning. I'm just scrolling through Facebook, watching the news. And Cassie Duncan writes, you know, hey, Kansas City, thank you for being so woke. Thank you for picking a transgendered person for best comedian. And I know Cassie, and she's fantastic. And I wrote back, congratulations, you know, so deserved, blah, blah, blah. And then I log on to the Pitch website. And I see that Mackie has won for Best Personality, shocker among shockers. And then I go to Best Local Radio Personality, and Dana is number one, and I'm runner-up. And I'm like, oh, man.
Cold turd on a paper plate. Coming at you.
You can shine a turd. It's still a turd.
Solid number two.
We split the vote, and I said this today. There is no show without Scott.
You split it with you getting more and he getting less.
There is no vote or show without Sam.
Well, I wasn't even on the list.
There is no show when Dana's gone without Mackie, and there is no weather without Busby or news without Dan. And so if you voted, we didn't ask for that, but thank you. But thank you more importantly, I think, just for coming along the ride with us every day for this goofy, bizarre thing that we do, which I can't even really quantify.
Neither can boss.
Neither can anybody.
Don't know how the show gets ratings.
I just have no idea how the show gets any ratings.
Is that show still on?
But somehow we were number one and number two, but I was a solid, solid number two.
You need to have more water in your diet.
I agree. I agree.
Maybe some fiber.
I clearly have plenty of fiber.
Taco Bell.
Because I'm a solid number two. Yeah.
Thought about you last night, kidding aside.
What, were you taking a dump?
No, I was not. We came home. I had an hour before I had to go play pickleball. We watched Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, my God.
It was a good one.
Last night was good.
Sitting there, we're watching it, and I'm like, oh, my God. I'm going to add this to my 50s evening repertoire. We've got the birding.
How about the guy who didn't get a dime?
You guys, 50s, Dan, 70s? There was a guy last night, and we're now moving into the Wheel of Fortune mature part of the program.
Terrible.
He did not speak one time.
Nope.
After the beginning where they're like, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm from Amherst, Massachusetts.
That's it.
I'm a teacher.
Entire time.
That's it.
It never got to him. And the one time it did, he's like, I'll take a cue. And
you never take a cue.
I felt so bad for him at the end. Sometimes a contestant is so bad.
He was the worst contestant I've ever seen in my life.
He left with $0. And there's that moment where they're like, well, we're going to give you $1,000 just for being here.
So Ryan taps him on
the
shoulder.
Here's the board game as a part of
it. Which doesn't even cover half of the meals and the visit to L.A.
So Ryan taps him on the shoulder and says, we're going to send you home with $1,000. Thanks for playing. And he goes, yeah, thank you. Those were the only words he said.
But you know what, Scott? At home, you know he's really, really good. And we're going to talk to Max about this when we get back. When the game is on, literally, and you've got to hit that buzzer or name that tune or sing that note, or right now they're asking you a trivia question and you've got to know the answer, it's really easy to do it at home. And everyone says to you, you would be so good at that. You should go on Name That Tune.
Right.
Or you should go on The Match Game.
Right.
When you're there,
it's hard.
It just wasn't his night.
Oh, if I could play Jeopardy from home, I would be the longest standing champion in Jeopardy
we
history.
We all would be.
But the second you put me under that clock, I'd be like, French fries? the question was about history. Okay, sorry.
And you didn't phrase it in the form of a question.
French fries, sir.
France?
My goal is to get you onto Wheel of Fortune.
I belong on Wheel of Fortune.
You do, because I think you would be good at it. I think you'd be entertaining.
I don't belong on Jeopardy.
Nope.
I don't belong on The Voice.
Price is Right's already taken.
Yep, you've already won that one.
Ooh, let's get you on Wheel of Fortune.
I belong on the Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
Does it come with a lifetime supply of tapioca pudding?
It actually might. Last night they were giving away a trip to Florida. I'm like,
you never want the trip.
Valued at $16,000, Dan. I'm like, where are they staying?
Do you get to take the state home with you?
Flight's not included.
So you never want the trip because you have to pay the taxes on it before you can take the trip.
So the guy that just went home with $1,000, he left with actually what, $600?
$600.
Yeah.
If that, Dan.
I was going to say more like $300.
And I think because they probably put you up in a free hotel for that show, maybe.
Yeah.
Do you have to fly yourself out?
I'm pretty sure you
do. When you played on The Price is Right, did you have to fly yourself out?
No. I paid for everything.
Oh, you paid for everything.
I paid for everything.
So you had to pay for your flight and your hotel.
Yes.
Ground transportation.
Yes.
And then go stand in line.
Then go stand in line.
To watch the show and hope to get picked.
Yeah, which I did. One in a million shot, but here we are. Like, I'm just saying, like, it's not a money-making proposition for 99.9% of people that do it.
913-586-7798. Max Cooper from The Voice. He was on last night. Joins us in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So anyone who's listened to this show for any amount of time knows that I play piano horribly badly. And we're sitting in here with Max Cooper, contestant this season on The Voice, and he is just fiddling on his keyboard. And I am in awe of anyone who has that brain that can just sit down and create the gift, Max, that you have given all of us this season on The Voice. And you started playing when you were 3. Is that right? 3 years old?
Yes, that is right. 3 years old is when I started playing.
And did everyone around you know that, like, oh my gosh, he can just sit down and do this?
So how it started was like there were these pots and pans in my grandma's pantry, and I just took them out when I was like 2.
Yeah.
And I treated each one like it was a drum. So I had like my snare drum, and I just set them up like a drum kit, and I played it. And it wasn't just random, like, you know, banging on the drums. It was to a steady rhythm. So my parents were kind of like, this kid's kind of got it. And then they got a piano and voila, there we go. I was able to play it.
You sat down and you knew what to do.
Without any practice.
Because I was asking him during the break, Scott.
What do you mean no practice?
He just knew. His brain knows.
My brain was able to just listen to my sister playing the song she was learning from my grandma. And I just played it on the piano.
Huh.
Like, just like that, you know?
And so many great musicians have that wiring. I could talk to you for hours about it. And I know you just say, I just do it. He said during the break, he said, I can just do it. I don't have to think about it. And I said, well, is it calming to you? And you said, yes, but you don't have to think about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it's the more I think about it, the worse I do. That was something when I was performing on The Voice, it was better. When I was backstage waiting to go on stage, I was jumping up and down, And I was just like, okay, you got this, but let's just think about something different. Because if I think about the performance and I think about these little moments, that's when you mess it up. It's if I think about the moment coming up, I'm going to mess it up, no doubt. So I just got to go into it and literally empty my brain.
Because your brain and your fingers know what to do.
Yeah, it's muscle memory. It's like anything, you know? So
when you're backstage, do you realize I'm about to walk out and play in front of 10, 15, 20 million people?
Yeah, really, I'm not worried about them. I'm worried about the coaches. Because before that moment, I'm not even kidding, I had never met a celebrity in my life. Unless you want to count the guy who played Troy Bolton's dad in High School Musical. I met him like a week before I auditioned.
Nobody knows who that is.
Right. But not like a Snoop Dogg Michael Bublé, who was your idol.
That was insane. I mean, the chairs are turned around, so it's not like as scary at first. And then I see Snoop Dogg turn around and I'm like, well, here's a guy that I've literally known about my whole life. And he's just discovered me as like for the first time ever. This is insane. It didn't feel real.
So Max, tell us, for those who tuned in last night, in real time, when was that taped? So you have known, and we're going to talk about what happened last night in a minute. How long have you known the result from last night? The American public got to see it on television last night, but when did that tape?
So last night was taped probably at the end of August.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you've had to keep this quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Since August.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you've done very well. We had you on the program earlier.
Well, I talked to him on the phone yesterday afternoon, and he's like, well, if I make it through, and everything was if I make it through, and I'm like, man, you're good. You are good.
So let's talk about last night.
Yeah. Okay.
I was shocked. I thought you were better.
Thanks.
I know you're reserved about what you can say. Here's what was said in my home last night about 8:20. Oh, bull!
but you're a good human, Max, and so you get all the way to this round, the knockout round, I believe they call it, and they ended up choosing a 14-year-old performer, youngest
ever member of The Voice.
Young phenom. And he was also very talented.
He's amazing.
Amazing. And your friends, and we wanted to see you go all the way, but I also think in some cases with all reality television, sometimes the biggest blessings come out of not winning the prize.
Well, yeah. So Max, it's so funny that his name is Max, because I'm in a band called The Whips, and our lead guitarist and another lead singer in my band, his name is Max too. So it's like I deal with so many different musicians named Max, so it's so funny. He's such a good kid. Like this, you know, when I met him, he calls everyone sir or ma'am that's older than him. He is a good dude. I remember, you know, coming home from lunch one day at the hotel we were staying at, and I saw him all dressed up in church clothes, and he just got back from church. And it's so cool, like out of, you know, our busy schedules when we're out on The Voice, he just took the time to go to church. I mean, he's a good dude. Yeah. And I just have so much respect for him.
So tell me what this was like. I first got to talk to you after your first appearance on The Voice, and you did Cooler Than Me, which you'll do after 2:30.
Mm-hmm.
And after you did it, I believe you had a 4-chair turnaround, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then this happened.
No, it's just crazy.
Can we sing it together?
Yeah. Let's do
it. Yeah, Mike.
Boobler's up to it again.
Up to his own tricks again. The other coaches are bummed.
Yeah.
You want to start?
I'm not surprised. Not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I've stopped keeping track.
I talk myself in. I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down.
I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses.
You end up doing a duet with Michael Bublé, who is your musical hero.
Yeah. Yes.
How did you not wet your pants?
I did. You just didn't see it.
You're not the only one in this room that's done that on a national stage. So you had this meteoric start. And then how, like, as it progressed, only one winner can be standing at the end,
mm-hmm.
right? And as disappointed as you are, how do you sort of, like, square everything that has happened to you up to this point, and then where do you go from here?
After I got eliminated that day in August, I, left the stage and took a van back to the hotel, and I was just saying, I'm so happy. Like, I've met so many friends, and like, the Voice journey isn't even over yet. This hasn't even aired yet. I haven't even watched any of this. So it's like, it's really just beginning for me. And I'm also thinking so many opportunities are going to come my way. I mean, the only way you can, go through something like this is if you have a positive mindset. So yeah, those were my thoughts really.
Have you signed with anybody? Like, how does this work professionally for you? Because at this point you've gotten so much attention on the national stage.
I haven't signed with anyone, hopefully soon, but also I kind of like being independent because I have so much freedom right now. But the issue is the money thing, like paying players and producers and stuff. Yeah. So that's why it would be nice getting signed.
You were mentioning this during a break. Morgan Wallen lost on The Voice.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I
didn't know that either.
He got to the same round as I did. Morgan Wallen was on The Voice. And so were so many other big artists. I can't think of any names. But Morgan Wallen's the biggest one that I know of. And it's crazy how much he has improved since he's been on The Voice. Like, I saw his voice audition. I'm like, man, no one would think that this guy would have one of them. Like, he sold out a show, and I think it was the most in history at a concert. And I'm like, no one would have thought that. When
at his audition.
Well, and Sam just told me off air, Benson Boone did not win American Idol last year and had the number one song in America in 2024. Is that correct, Sam?
Yes.
Yeah, it was season 19 of American Idol. He did not win, and last year had the biggest song in the world.
Yeah,
Beautiful Things, I believe. And he dropped out of the competition, actually. He was on American Idol, and I think he did the first round, I think for exposure, really. And then he dropped out of the competition, and, there you go.
Well, I told you this in the parking lot.
You're still mad he lost.
Well, I am.
You've got to flip it around, Scott. I think you're going to end up winning much more because of it.
And that's exactly what I said. I said, you are a rock star, and you are going to go so far in this business because you are so, I don't mean to blow smoke, but you are so ridiculously talented. Your voice is so good. You are so talented. If I'm not downloading your CDs in 2 or 3 years, I'll be shocked. Literally shocked.
Well, I appreciate that. I really hope, when you do this, you go on The Voice because you want to win, but the chances of winning are very, very slim. So really you're just excited for the opportunities. That's why it's like, even when you lose, you're like, well, it's okay because there's so much that'll come out of it.
So when we get back, you're going to perform, and then we want to know, who are you rooting for moving forward?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a great
question. Do you know who wins?
I do not.
You do not know?
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay. Max Cooper will perform Cooler Than Me when we return here on Dana and Parks. So if you're jamming this song because it's great, this is actually a Max Cooper solo song called Green Light. You can find it on Spotify. I've already downloaded it like 5,000 times. It's very good. You're so talented, young man.
Thank you.
And now you are going to perform for us, if you would be so kind.
Yes.
Cooler Than Me, which was your first song on The Voice.
Yes, my first song on The Voice. And actually, before I play it really quick, I'm recording this in the studio right now to release on Spotify.
No way!
Yeah. A full version. Yeah, my version.
Your version, of which is different than the original.
Yeah, it's like the version that you hear on the show, but it's going to be an extended version.
Good.
I have some great players on it. I'm so excited. So,
I can't wait. All right. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Max Cooper.
All right.
If I could write you a song to make you fall in love, I would already have you up under my arm. I use up all of my tricks. I hope that you like this, but you probably won't. You think you're cooler than me. You got designer shades just to hide your face, and you wear them around like you're cooler than me. And you never say hey or remember my name, and it's probably 'cause you think cooler than me. Cause it sure seems you got no doubts. But we all see, yeah, you got your head in the clouds. If I could write you a song to make you fall in love, I would already have you up under my arm. I used up all of my tricks. I hope that you like this, but you probably won't. You think you're cooler than me. You got designer shades just to hide your face, and you wear them around like you're cooler than me. And you never say hey or remember my name. And it's probably 'cause you think you're cooler than me. And it's probably 'cause, sing it, guys.
You think you're cooler than me. Oh, my God.
Oh, I put you guys on the spot there, huh?
You are fantastic,
oh,
man.
My gosh, I love you, Max.
Do your solo song. Can you do that?
My solo song, like Greenlight? Yeah.
Can you do that?
Man, yes.
Not to put you on the spot.
Oh, man, that song is so high.
Time's all right when you're here. Sunshine and so bright when you're here. Undress my anxious complexion. Spare me the usual rejection. Tragic memories take their seat, but your smile took over me. Inside, falling deep into your green eyes. Am I closer to the green light? Where am I today? Just one mess away.
Wow.
Sit down, young man. Sit down.
I asked him during a break, Scott, you had to step out. And because I just love listening and watching him play and get lost in the notes, I said, can you?
I have goosebumps.
Just play anything. And he said, yes. And I think that is the greatest gift. And I would love to be inside your brain for one half of 1 second to see how that works. But you know, you just said, it's what I do. I can't explain it. I don't know how. You also can read music, but you can just sing and play.
Yeah.
Were your parents in the audience for all this?
My parents were there in the audience for the first round.
Yeah.
As you saw on TV, they weren't in the audience. They were with Carson Daly. My dad hugged him and picked him up. And that was pretty funny. But no, they weren't at the other shows. It's kind of difficult sometimes. The airing, or when they tape everything, it's random. They give you, it's like a lottery based system. And yeah, it's, you know, sometimes they might get a ticket, but it's just for a different day. 'Cause sometimes I just don't know when I'm going to perform.
How many people were in the crowd?
That's a great question.
That's what I do.
Not as many as people think. Like
a couple hundred, maybe.
Yeah, less than that. Honestly, it's not a big studio.
It's not an arena.
But they make it look pretty big on TV, is super cool. I've definitely played shows with way more people than that. But man, it's intimidating.
So, who are you rooting for moving forward? How many are left?
Well, after this round, there will be 16, okay. I believe. And I am rooting for Max Chambers, obviously. I think
is that the guy that beat
that's
you
the
last
guy who
night?
Beat me. Yes. It's kind of like when you're, you know, you lose in the playoffs and it's like, all right, let's.
Yeah.
But also he's just good. I want him to win. I think he's super talented. But some of my closest friends in the show, Liam Von Elbe, he got eliminated by one of our best friends, Aiden Ross, last night. Aiden Ross is also one of our best friends. I'm really rooting for Aiden Ross, and I know a lot of people, he's a fan favorite, one of my closest friends in the show. He is wow. I mean, he's just, he's like the face of the season, you know, and Liam is too. So I'm really rooting for Aiden because he's just one of my closest friends.
So when I'm watching the show, and I'm a fanatic, mm-hmm. When you're with your coach, and your coach was Michael Bublé, mm-hmm. And who was his mentor coach?
Like the mega mentor is Zach Brown.
Zach Brown, that's mm-hmm. right. So when you're in the room, it almost feels like they're only with you for like 2 or 3 minutes. How much real coaching do you get?
Get about 30 minutes of coaching.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
It's kind of like the same thing when talking to the coaches after you perform. You speak with them for like 15 minutes, not like the 1 minute, 2 minutes you see. Yeah. You speak with these guys way longer than the show.
And so every time they go to a coach, whether it's Coach Snoop or Coach Reba or you know, Coach Nile, is that the same building with just a different logo on the outside, or do they all have their own building?
Like you're talking about like the building they show like
right before you get coached.
No, I mean when we did like the coaching sessions, it's a different. I don't know how much I like. It's a different building. Yeah.
Okay.
Scott's trying to get in. Don't tell him the secret. He's going
to
show up on the lot and be like, I'm friends with Max. Have you heard of me?
I don't know if you know. I know Reba, and she's my friend. And we go back way back, and I used to buy her cassettes.
Max, will you play something for me?
Yes.
Will you play me any Elton John, but Daniel or Rocket Man or any that you choose?
Yes.
I love them all so much.
Yes, I got you. Okay.
Are you really putting this kid on the spot like this?
He's that good. I know how his brain works. Oh, my God. How do you do that?
She packed my bags last night, a pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m.
Oh my God.
And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife. So lonely out in space. On such a timeless flight. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find not the man they think I am at home. Oh no, no, I'm a rocking man. Rocking man, burning out his fuse up here alone. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find not the man they think I am at home. Oh no, no, I'm a rocking man. Rocking man, burning out his fuse here alone.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You are so good. You are so good.
Thanks.
Unbelievable. Thank you.
No, thank you guys for having me. This was so fun.
And let me just say this very quickly. I know you got to go. I cannot wait to watch your career blossom.
Oh, thank
you. And to find what you become. You have so much incredible talent. And thank you for just being a part of this show, for sharing your talent with us. We cannot wait to watch where you end up.
Thank you so much for having me. I will be your guys' house band if you want, honestly.
I'm telling you, we're going to follow you around, Max.
Dude, you're welcome here anytime.
Oh, I really appreciate that.
Don't be a stranger. Please do not be a stranger.
And man, I can't wait to see where you go.
Thank you so much again for having
me. Ladies and gentlemen, Max Cooper here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every once in a while, someone sends me a joke that is so bad, all I can think of all day is, well, we're going to have to do Terrible Joke Tuesday now. So I would like to put a motion on the table that at some point this afternoon, maybe 3:45, I don't know if we'll have time, we do Terrible Joke Tuesday.
I will second the motion.
You have a third?
It's that bad, huh?
It is so bad, you will be laughing so hard, but you're just going to groan, which is exactly what Terrible Joke Tuesday is about.
Okay.
If you fail this delivery.
I will not.
Because last week there were a lot of failed deliveries on the show.
It's even funnier when there's a failed delivery.
In a longer segment, which just made the pain drag on.
Are we still doing this?
Instead of 5 minutes, we had 12, and I was like, I'm done. I'm good.
Right. No, I hear you. By the way, real quick, Max Cooper.
Oh.
Merciful Jesus, how talented are you?
Love him.
And so he was on The Voice last night. He got knocked out. Bublé took the other kid. And somebody said Scott and Max have something in common. They both ended up in second.
That's kind of funny.
Really?
But not really.
Really?
So if you haven't heard, the pitch is out with their Best of 2025 today. Uh-huh. And Dana came in first place for radio personality, and I came in second.
You know how much I love all of you.
Anyway.
All good.
I'm humbled. Brian Busby will join us at 3:15. We have the buzzword of the day.
Let me tell you why we have Busby's buzzword of the day. Number one, a listener called in for Festivus Friday, I think it was last Friday, and said, we have not had a buzzword in too long.
Now let me add something here.
Yes, because we tried.
We were going to do it last week, and
a little thing named Hurricane Melissa.
And so Busby said, let's wait till Hurricane Melissa is done and
absolutely
over with and is out of the system, and then I'm happy to do it, but I cannot do it this week. And we totally understood.
100%.
And so he's agreed to do a buzzword today. He is going to call in at 3:15.
Okay, so we're going to do that at 3:15. We've got Terrible Jokes coming up. We have an anniversary today. I'm not sure we're going to make it a topic, but today is the 14th date, 14 years ago. I hate the word anniversary, that baby Lisa disappeared in Kansas City.
14 years ago today.
14 years ago today, baby Lisa became really a common name around Kansas City, and for all these years remains so, in a way that we all wish that name was not. And so I think it's worth mentioning. We might talk about it, might take some calls on it. There is nothing new to report. There's one of those age progression photos. She would be 14 years old. Nobody knows what she looks like. 14 years ago today.
And where are her parents? Are they, I do not know. Are they still together?
Scott, I do not know. When I Googled just the history of the case to have it in front of us for later, one of the first Googled items that people have searched is, are her parents still married? That popped up. I didn't click on it. And are they still in town? I don't know, Scott. I don't. I don't know. Will we ever know what happened to that child?
No.
No. I do not believe we will.
And to this day, and again, maybe not to make a topic out of it, I'm a man who is not worried where my next meal is coming from. I have one cell phone. Why did mom have three? These were not people of incredible means.
Yeah.
They were probably worried where their next meal was coming from. But mom had three cell phones.
Why? One was a work phone?
Why was there a high pitch at the end with a question mark, San Diego?
Because I don't buy it.
I don't think we're ever going to know. I don't think we're ever going to know. And here's the deal. There's only one of two ways to look at it. Two people that did not appear to be the sharpest knives in the drawer somehow pulled the wool over on the FBI.
Kansas City, Missouri
Police
Department.
All of Kansas City's finest.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds, if not thousands of hours of detective work.
Mm-hmm.
There's only two different ways this goes.
Yep.
They were able to somehow pull off the perfect crime, or they didn't, and we all got it so wrong.
And somebody actually did sneak in through the back window. And mom had three cell phones. I have one.
Two things can always be true at the same time.
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.